yonzi nyanchi la jilo na kari lho na nganza tangpa kiki maari da shugu te lhoa di ki mungduwa te kiki nga da susun daga san di ki ni yori, san san si di wa te kiki yori, lugi kiki yori maari kaka yin kiki yori wa sa san tala na pa cha ki san ki jili manda yi manda chan san yu ngaji ta jili manda manda yi ngaji ta ji yori jili manda yi chan san ki cha ki ngaji ta ji yori ta ta ni yang hiba dala san san ka dala Mihi, Miki dan Kiki Kakan Kogomarwa, Anjou Yambari and the Dakogomarwa, in Nakim and Ambassador Nyoji. You zoomed up with the Miki, the Toker Matoji, and Naki, and the Nakakan Togomari. And Kalaga trod up with the Kandan do Kondan do Nandu trod there, and Kanjit Kala the Pakitan, the Imbus coming and cuts down a Kati Kurwa, or Kala trod the Kimbu do Kardan run up the Kiki Nuguir Mother, not Miki Tanaka in Nugumari. And little Tapu to not trombos in a Luji Hiba de Nuguri. What does the Kanga Hibari? He hit on Hiba de la, I hit on Yihini check. Not under me get on me making like a chicken. Niki, my the corners of Chicky Tonga, Zude, Miki Tonga, and your Koga Maria, and Kalag, Tedda with the Nagan Haku, Haki, Higgity, Chicky, Higamaranda, Patchy, Miki, the Arking Mayer, Arking Mother. This is a tumor by Tonga to the Kanga, that ended it. Oh, Mickey and Haki Chicky said the Tedder. Mickey the Lamb and Master. Oh, does the Kal Tong and Hibari Mato Chicky, Lu Marica, Kaimari? One saying is in the Garita. Mickey Mochi be sent you, he Mochi be sent you, Mickey Mochi be sent a letter, I send you Kakichari, he Mochi be sent you, and the Chili, Madame Tanapachari.
So here we talked about, you know, the meditation is to tame one's mind. So therefore, one's meditation is not to really, develop a strength or the power of one's body. This is not the purpose of one's meditations. It is to tame one's mind. That is, it's essential to understand when we talk about engaging in the Buddhist meditations, meditation according to the Dharma. So here, again, when we talk about the, the taming of one's mind, and it is the, when it comes to the mental world, we talk about the mental world, and it is not really an easy subject to understand where this mind really exists. In what manner that one mind really exists? What is the mind in mental factor? Where it really exists? And some may point it at one's head by saying the brain is one's mind. And some may point at one's heart by saying the heart is one's mind and so on and so forth. Since the mind is this abstract entity, it is not something that is tangible, something that can be seen by one's eye consciousness, something that can be touched by one's body and so on. It is really hard for us to pinpoint how the mind is like. However, mind does exist. Not only that mind does exist, but it, in fact, there are a lot of different mental factors. According to the Buddhists, we have 51 mental factors. And so we have two divisions according to the in the mind and awareness, the teachings of the mind in awareness. There are two divisions, mind and mental factor, conceptual and non-conceptual, mystic and unmystic. awareness. So those are the actual, you know, primary outlines of the number of the mind that exists within us. And so each and every mind is actually accompanied by the mental factors. And then mental factors has its, each of those mental factors has its own functions, and different aspect, and different way of comprehending its object and so on. So all of those are very, you know, different functions and things like that. And so it is not really easy for us. It's not a really easy subject that one can really have a black and white understanding of what is really meant by mind and mental factor here. It is only through one's own practice and meditations will enable one to understand how the mind is like, how one's mind functions, and so on. And so here within the mind, we talked about different levels of mind again, the gross level of mind, and subtle levels of mind, and the most subtlest level of the minds, and so on. And all of those mental minds are accompanied by the mental factors. And so here, when we talk about the negative states of mind, we're not really talking about the actual primary mind, but rather those are all mental factor. But rather mind exists within us. It's a very neutral, you know, a state. The mind exists within us in a very neutral state. It is only the mental factor that colors the mind. And this is, it is when you talk about someone who is very bad attitudes, or someone who is really, you know, short-tempered, someone who is very, someone who's really not good. It is already, in other words, based on the individual's way of generating their mind or their motivations and intentions. So those are all the mental factor. And the individuals, the human beings or the beings are actually totally, emotioned by the mental factors. And their very actions are dependent upon the mental factors. So when it goes to the very clear, you know, the most subtle states of our mind, then it is mere luminosity. It is just a mere, you know, nature of knowing. It's a mere luminosity. It's a very clear state. It is because of all those mental factors that covers the mind, actual nature of our mind. So here, in the Buddhist point of view, in the standpoints, when we talk about the consciousness, there are two primary divisions of the consciousness. One is the, you know, sense consciousness, another is the mental consciousness. So in the, within the sense consciousness, that we find the primarily five of them. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body. And then, and for the ordinary beings, like ourselves, the functions of the sense consciousness and the mental consciousness are different. For instance, when the sense consciousness, let's take an eye consciousness, when the eye consciousness look at that object, such as form. And when we think about mentally, think about the whatever the form, the particular object that is seen but through one's eye consciousness, and the way in which there's a disparity, in other words, a way in which the two minds engages with this particular object. Because through eye consciousness, when it engages with this particular object, eye consciousness sees this object nakedly, very directly. There's no any mediations involved. Whereas, again, when we think about the mental consciousness, the way the mental consciousness engages with this object, it is not that direct. There's always something that is involved in between. There's no capacity for our ordinary mind to actually engage with this particular object very directly. Rather, it goes through a generic image. So therefore, it is very important for us to understand when we talk about developing one's mind or shaping one's mind and transforming one's mind, it is very important for us to understand the aspect of our mind and the functions of our mind and what is actual purpose of having those, you know, the 51, you know, types of mental factors and so on and so forth. So it is only through understanding of the mental functions, mental factors, and their aspect, and how they are generated, and what is their purposes and so on, then one will be able to understand what is really meant by mind. Then one will be able to go forward to engage in the practice to bring about a development of one's mind or the transforming of one's mind. We take a 15 minutes break.
Then
So let's talk about the functions of the different minds or the consciousness. Something that is consciousness that is easier for us to understand. For instance, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and so on. So all of those has its own functions, as we all know. Eye consciousness has the functions of seeing things, or it works for the sight, and nose consciousness to smell, and ear is to hear, and the tongue is to taste, and the body is to epitextile sensation and so on. In other words, touch. And so if those are the gross level of consciousness that we know. So just as those gross level of consciousness has its different functions, then when you go to the subtle level of more consciousness, such as mental consciousness, different kinds of mental consciousness, has its own functions, its own aspect. And there are many different labels. If you were to go through the mental consciousness, many different labels, the surface levels, a medium level, and a deeper level, and there are many different labels. And that some of them are manifested level, some of them are dormant manner, some of them are very active, and then semi-active, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of different mental that we can talk about. But first, it is something that is easier for us to understand the functions of the, you know, sense faculties, the five sense faculties. And all of those sense faculty has its own uncommon condition. In other words, its own uncommon cause. It's a faculty. In the Tibetan term, it is called Ongpo, which is the powering faculty. Powering faculty, and the power. Yeah, powering faculty. It is a kind of power. There's a one kind of faculty that powers one's eye consciousness to see the object, and the powering faculty that empowers ear consciousness to hear the sound, and the powering consciousness or the faculty that empowers one's tongue to have a taste, empowered to have a taste, and so on. So each of all of them have a different powering faculty that empowers the particular consciousness to function. So just like saying, let's today, you know, if you have questions, then we'll take a question, then if not, then we'll stop here with this. Okay.
Each faculty has its own empowering, its own empowering faculty.
Uh-huh.
Then, how does the mind? Is the mind then dealing with each? I have to say encoding each encoding of the information differently. I mean, are there five separate codes which the mind then has to deal with? Or is there only one code generated by all the faculties?
Quote the Richard. The Mikyandichik, the Wanshiliya, the Kurotumoman be Dagen, Samuloliya, Tumoman be Dagen in the Yorubas, Yerji, the chik mishiki yu ane pene chik sukulu chukyali ya ane ko mishiki dagin ombu sukyan miki kona tumuman pene ombu sukyan ombu
dhilo makani yu tutu kumaro
dhil sisi chik sikuwar was ane di chene ane ta pene tani ta ishe li jebe na ishi tumuman pene dagin kanda shakiris ane dene mishiki ta kanda ombu nga shepa tiki suk ta kanda ombu nga shepa yu chayu di chayu di chayu ane ishe ki yanko di dangba ishe riri kaya yorobas di dangba ishe riri kaya di kaya di onshi riri kaya ni yu di tongbu dagara ishe di dangba ishe riri kaya giribe
onshe dinzo ki dhammar gar thongpe ne ishiye koron dhaka na yu chik ki nao shekhre kandhe shekhre si.
Ah, hi ki mihiri ki yuji thong rwa, te thong ji digi mihiri thong charwa, thong chandhiri ishi digi ye chiangpa jirwa, ishi digi anshe digi towa di ye chiangpa digi to togo, ki mihi ye ji khipa digi, te chitambayi bi khipa imi charwa. Mihi ki towa di ye ji khipa di ye chiangpa digi. Ani naki ki yonti tegare, mihi ki khipa digi towa digi, mihi kono ki khipa chiji no ye chitambayi bi khipa imi ye che, ye ji khipa digi. Te ten niwa di mihi digi yu mato na ye ji khipa digi ten niwa kumarwa, otere ye chiangpa digi.
So it says we also, you know, generate a lot of different mental consciousness as we generate the sense, different sense consciousness. For instance, if one sees a form or color through one's, you know, black color or blue color or whatever, through one's eye consciousness. And at the moment that you saw this, saw the blue color, and then you would say that, oh, I saw a blue color, you know, a beautiful blue color today. And so then here, our statement of seeing this blue color, it's very much based upon how that is really seen through your eye consciousness, right? But it, at the same time, when you are talking with somebody else about the blue color, it is totally based on your mental consciousness. In the same way, when you hear the sound, and then how that you will talk about the sound, the kind of sound that you heard, and when you are talking about the sound is based upon how you hear, how you heard the sound through your ear consciousness. But yet at the same time, when you're actually engaging with the conversation about the sound that you have heard, and you're already having a generic image of that particular sound in your mind. So with regard to each of those different objects, that you have generated a different mental, you know, consciousness. Not just a one code of mental consciousness that understand every, you know, thing that is seen by five consciousness, but rather, you know, each of your, you know, faculties, the sense consciousness, have perceived things and event that is then followed by the different mental consciousness with regard to all those, each of those sense consciousness.
I'm puzzled by something you've said last week. You have said that sometimes you've given example that, you know, the impermanence in relationships and talked about, for instance, the persons who's your enemy now in this life might have been your parent in the past. I find that really difficult because that means that the parent who have benefited the person now is engaged in harming the person. I don't understand that. Do we not retain much memory from one life to another? Because you've also said, given example several times of the girl in India who could remember two parents, you know, the ones that she has in this life and the one that she has in the previous life. So can you clarify that? How much do we retain? Is it do you have to be at a certain level of development to retain much from one life to another in terms of memory? You can't recognize anybody. You can't recognize, you know, if you're a parent and you benefit and now you're harming. How do you explain that? I'm been thinking about that.
Kandes kogo bena stachi sose dem temba yoya lia denya lia kandes ik den to kogo bena pena kasinge ma anda geng sungje ka lia kya ga ya dan da pomuji ta kyaonge me pham da kya di pham ma jin de yode den de sung den zol lia ta kandes ra shung go na sta ta kanda mura ji yem sam
de jong a ji ja thom ba de ji yi ro wa ta ga de pomu de ji ຈາຫາມາເດກໍຊຸມາແຕ່ນທຸກຢູ່ລະວ່າຕັ້ງແຕ່ລະນີ້ມຸຈີຈະຕ້ອງແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ່ນແຕ
So it is said that it is, again, in order for one to actually have a, you know, memory of one's past life and relation with someone, you know, one's own, in terms of one's relation with this individual, just like the Indian girl who has the parents, you know, the two parents in her life. So for this, you know, one should, Kishla is mentioning that he would say that this, for this, they must have a special imprints or the propensities that enables individual to actually recall the previous life and previous life's parents and so on and so forth. And it seems when one is free, it's a very, you know, beginning stage of your life, in other words, very young, like to say like 1 to 2 or 3 years, and your mind is more clear, though you are not able to, you know, differentiate between bad and good and so on and so forth. So far as your nature of mind is concerned, it has less obstacles because you have lesser mental, conceptual elaborations. And so therefore, you're kind of more closer to your nature of your mind when you're very young. And at that during that, during once, you know, at the stage, at this, that particular stage of your age, like 2 or 3, and possibility of remembering your past and your relatives and so on and so forth. Although not being able to identify correctly, but he or she may be able to remember. He or he may be able to, you know about that, about what their relationship to someone in their previous life, and, you know, parents and so on and so forth. As you, again, you know, grow older, as you age like 5, 6, 7, then you have more conceptual conceptions, thoughts, all those conceptual thoughts, and those will become a very, thick covering for your at your mind. So then, as you grow, then there's no memory. You know, the memory that you had, even though you may had a very vivid memory of your past life, your parents and so on, and as you grow, then this will all be vanished. It is because of this mental, conceptual elaborations.
I'll ask a question. I'm not sure if I can word it clearly. Concerning minds which are manifest and minds which are not manifest, subliminal minds, do they exist at the same time? You know, our minds think serially, one thing at a time, flash from one thing to another. But there are certain minds which are not manifest all the time. And how do those work? It's sort of in relation to things like memory and so on. There's these things that are sort of sitting there non-manifest. You know, are they active at the same time that your manifest mind is active? How does that work?
The manifest sitting on Kotilogor was sim than the Balinye chida, sim Balinye chida, Balinye chida. Yah sim koron, sim ta Bal manye kabliya. Ta koron sim koron, bet sengte dekin chida. Ta ko bet, mozu tobe chida yah yon dekin chida. Yah ko sim bengri chik Balinye dekin chida. Di kande sinas udu ko, Balinye dan dekin kande impenas. Sim rikchik tanda ko Balinye dekin rikchik yongoro bas. Rikchik deko bet koron bet sim koron yah bet. Tajiduya gate against Kobet. Several shooting a hot ending in the courage. The ball and yet against Bal Manini or Watakanda. Want that thing you can take care of a
shooting. Ball and Ninikin, the same little Pacha security. The Hiba the moon and Pacha the Loma de Nagin Ulan and the Gazari. The Hiba the Hiba did send the Hiba. She's on the same corn, just on by the same day, you by the river.
So, with regard to one particular object, the subject of mind, with regard to one particular object phenomena, It cannot be a birth or manifested or the dormant. With regard to one particular object. However, there could be at two different mental states or the consciousness with regard to two different objects,
objective phenomena. One is very manifested, active, engaging with this particular object. One is, remaining in the dormant manner. For instance, if one is engaging in meditation on emptiness, for instance, your meditation on emptiness at that particular point, for instance, wisdom realizing emptiness, in other words, it's a very active, manifested. However, your practice, I mean, your generation of love and compassion is still there, but it's not active at this moment. Talking about the ordinary meditators in the level. So, in the same way, if one is, again, Kishla is also speaking about, during our sleep time. When you are sleeping, we do have all those faculties, sense consciousness. They are not active at that moment. They are kind of in a dormant manner. They're not really, doing any kind of, works. So they're not manifested. No.
Balam nen de res. Loma ten. Yu de chim ko de ro.
So then there are a lot of mental consciousness we describe as a unspecified mental consciousness. Neither belongs to the virtue state, nor belongs to the non-virtue state. That's an unspecified state of mind that is also not manifested. It is in the dormant manner. So then again, when one is focusing on one particular object through one's consciousness, eye consciousness, for instance, you're looking at a very attractive object, and you're kind of, your eye consciousness is actually looking at that, and you can't take your eye off of that. Just totally focusing on that. This happens to us most many times, right? At that moment, there are your, again, the other consciousness, such as, the body consciousness and so on, are not very active at this moment. It's not very active. The manifested consciousness is as eye consciousness and very active. So this is how, it depends on how the consciousness is actually engaging with this particular object.
Okay, so then it's to make sure I understand, each consciousness has its own common cause, and one consciousness may not be acting while another one is.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it meant. Yeah. But the consciousness will always remain, whether it is manifested or not manifested, it always remains. Because it is a continuity of our life. So consciousness is always the actual consciousness. Again, we are going to the very subtle most consciousness.
I wanted to ask, if the 51 mental states,
Mental factors.
If we practice cognizing each one of them and getting familiar with them, and we become more aware of them. How do they correlate with the 80 conceptual thoughts of the three poisons or the three lights, the red and white mm-hmm. and black occurrences.
거의 견제되셔. 나도 삼중갑중가지 여러분 봤어. 삼중갑중가지 데이터 직소소소 약보 정화제 삼중갑중가지 이게 아니 거의 제례래. 삼중갑중가지 이게 제례. 거의 유일이나 내가 상마야지 그레이션 소소 하고 왜나 아니 직 소소에 다 직 삼중내나 이제 하고 할이야 단일적으로 왔어. 다 네가 다 거의 갈라고 했으니까 나 Simjungaji don't touch it yonder the Kundo Giju ever.
Ah,
Kundo Giju. Kundo Giju, then
they
go out, come see what.
Alleging
Hakotandi, Tandi Kuzun Lamja Kabla,
Timrim,
Jede Kundo Giju Stimets, your was, until it's a walk are your rest, said you
come with Kundoji Ganin.
Also,
Chichi Hakanaki.
Also,
the Lipalo Chenna Kron, your name, but. Nah, he would pretend you drew.
No,
not him open. Keep a mind, keep a dear miss, the conductor, the sexual girl. The conductor, I'm saying.
So, this again, you know, 80 conceptions. You know, it's those are again, although those 80 conceptions are 80 conceptions are said to be a, you know, the gross level, but it is not a really gross level of consciousness like eye consciousness. And the conceptions are, and then in the 51 mental factors, there are conceptual mind and non-conceptual. It can be, you know, very depends whether those are non-conceptual. But 80 indicative conceptions are said to be a conceptual. But those are, again, actually, it's not really a gross. It's a very, very subtle. Yeah, very, very, very subtle. We are talking about a very subtle,
like
consciousness and so on. But we are not going to, you know, it's not really easy to, what's Kishla saying, to really shed a light on it at this point.
I see.
So it takes a lot of process to just explain those.
Thank you for the definition of that, the conception, non-conception, and the conception answers the question. Thank you.